Well, it's good to be back, and due to the fact that I don't have enough to fill up a tape here, I'm going to give you a little resume of what goes on whenever we run a resupply. To start things off, I'll tell you about the different types of aircraft. Scarface is what we fly, is the Huey gunships. And we'll be operating with Scarface 6-1, and our wingman will be 6-2. The transports that'll be bringing in the resupplies will be Space 5-5 and Space 5-6. We'll be resupplying a team that's on out in the boondocks, and their call sign is Snubnose. And the guy that we'll be talking to on the ground will be Snubnose 1-4. Now, what we do whenever we go out, we escort the transports out there so they can drop the resupplies into the people on the ground. Normally they carry externals, in other words, all the resupplies that they've got to go into a zone are in a net that's underslung underneath the transport. Normally we brief the transports, or we all know where we're going and the frequency that we'll be working on while we're in the area. So it starts out something like this. We're on our way out to the LZ, and then we come up over the radio and say, Snubnose 1-4, Scarface 6-1, over. Oh, Roger, Scarface 6-1, it's Snubnose 1-4, go ahead. Oh, Roger, Snubnose 1-4, Scarface 6-1, we're inbound to your pos at this time with a resupply. Are you ready to take the resupply? Oh, Roger, Scarface 6-1, Snubnose 1-4, we're ready for your externals. Oh, Roger, Snubnose 1-4, we should be in your area at this time. Do you have the two gunships heading towards your Z at this time? That's a negative, Scarface 6-1. Scarface 6-1, I have you in sight. Oh, Roger, Snubnose 1-4. Talk me into your zone. Roger, Scarface 6-1, I'm at your 3 o'clock. Roger, Snubnose 1-4, coming right to 3 o'clock. Roger, Scarface 6-1, you're over my zone at this time. Roger, Snubnose 1-4, I think I have your zone in sight. Snubnose 1-4, how about giving me a zone brief? Roger, Scarface 6-1, our zone is relatively secure. We haven't taken any fire in 2 days. If we do take fire, well, you can expect to receive fire from the north. We have friendlies out to the west, to the east, and to the south. The finger going out to the north, we have had contact 3 days ago. Roger, Snubnose 1-4. Okay, Space 5-5, the Scarface 6-1, over. Roger, Scarface 6-1, Space 5-5. Roger, Space 5-5, 6-1. Do you have the zone in sight? That's a negative, Scarface 6-1. Roger, Space, I'll have him pop a smoke. Roger, Scarface 6-1. Snubnose 1-4, Scarface 6-1. Pop your smoke now. Roger, Scarface 6-1, smoke popped. Okay, Scarface 6-1, Space 5-5, I have the smoke and I'm coming down at this time. Roger, Space 5-5. Could you give me a zone brief? Roger, Space 5-5, Scarface 6-1, he says he hasn't had any enemy contact the last 2 days. If you do receive fire, it will be from the north. He has friendlies to the west, to the south, and to the east. The finger out to the north is where they did receive fire 2 to 3 days ago. Oh, Roger, Scarface 6-1, we'll be coming down at this time. Roger, Space 5-5, we'll pick your 6 up and bring you into the zone. Roger, Scarface 6-6, Scarface 6-2, 6-1, you take the left side, we'll take the right side. Roger, 6-1. Okay. And that just about completes a resupply. The space usually goes down on into the zone, drops his external, and then he comes on out, and we pick up his 6 o'clock, or we work on a clock system. You may not have known what I was talking about whenever I talked about 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Well, you use the nose of your aircraft as 12 o'clock, and the tail is 6, and out to the right is 3 o'clock, and out to the left is 9 o'clock. In other words, whenever we said we'd pick up his 6, well, we got on his tail and covered his 6 o'clock in case he started receiving fire from his 6 o'clock, and then we could roll in on the target and suppress the fire. And I'll have to play it back and see if there's some other things there that maybe you wouldn't know what I was talking about. Okay, that was kind of messed up there in a few places. But wasn't too bad after all. Normally that one was run pretty smooth. Most of them aren't run that smooth. We usually can't get contact with the troopers on the ground, or we can't talk to the space aircraft that are bringing in the goodies. We didn't receive any fire in the zone then, so we didn't have to roll in on any of the targets. Normally we make at least one low pass, and usually we stay down low right over the top of the trees until we get ready for space to come into the zone, try to get some of the, if there are gooks down there, try to get them to shoot at us instead of shooting at the transports. But normally they won't shoot at us, and it all comes off pretty smooth. I mentioned we were inbound to your pause at this time. What I meant was that we were inbound to his position, and I mentioned about they had received fire out on the finger 3 days ago. Well, normally a finger, we consider a finger as a ridgeline that goes out from an LZ somewhere there. Well, that just about completes our resupply for the day. Normally we run about 11 or 12 of those, or we usually go into 11 or 12 different zones in 1 5-hour period. And normally we'll run 3 or 4 aircraft into each zone whenever we go in for a resupply. I'll try to fill up the rest of this tape here with a few comments on a few of the things that you commented on there. And you may hear the noise in the background. That's some of the airplanes taking off here from our runway out here. We're not about a quarter of a mile from it. We have a few fixed wing that take off, and it leaves a little noise in here. It turned out pretty good in that tape. One took off about the time there we were going into the zone, so it sounded like some airplanes around the zone there while we were going into their zone. Well, sounds like gonna have a pretty good ball team this year at Friona. I'm real glad to hear that. I know it's just about time that Friona had a good ball team, and I was real glad to hear that Friona put it on Tucumcari the way they did. Sounds like all the ladies had a pretty good deal going whenever they went up to the cabin there. I guess they really had a good time with all the women going up there, and sounds like y'all had a pretty rough time being left with the kids there. Feel sorry for old Clyde leaving two kids with him, but I guess it all worked out real good, and maybe they can all get off and go somewhere real soon. Daddy mentioned something about the New Jersey being over here. The New Jersey is over here, and it's operating right off the coast up around the DMZ right now. And I don't know whether it'll work its way on up north. I figure it probably will work its way on up north so it can work around Haiphong and maybe even Hanoi. I think it'll reach out about 24 miles. So they'll be working it up in there. And he mentioned something about it being the only battleship in Vietnam. And that is true. It is the only battleship that's over here. So it'll probably be getting a pretty good workout here until this war is over. I never have seen the New Jersey while it's over here. Whenever I was out at California, well, as you know, they brought the New Jersey out to San Diego and then took it on up to Long Beach. While it was at Long Beach, well, we flew up there one night. In fact, it was while Kay was out there. Well, we flew up there, and I called her and told her that we were coming, and she seen us whenever we flew by. She was staying with her kinfolks that was living right there on the coast, and I knew where they were living. And we flew by the house there, and she seen us as we flew by. And then we flew on up and seen the New Jersey, and then we went back down to Oceanside. I did get your apples, and they were all in real good shape, and I really enjoyed them. I give one of them to Mama-san so she can take to Baby-san. I usually try to give her something every day to take back to Baby-san. She brings one of her Baby-sans to work with every once in a while. We have a pretty good time entertaining the kids while she does all the work. She has 6 kids, and we pay her 5,400 piastres a month, which turns out to be, I believe it's about $28 a month. The Lubbock trip you took sounded like a lot of fun. I'm glad y'all could get off and go up there. I'd like to see that parade. I guess it was a real interesting parade, and to see the Green Berets scale the wall there, the new bank building I believe you were talking about. And I missed the fair this year. I haven't been to the Lubbock or Amarillo fair since I was in high school, and I always enjoyed driving up to Amarillo to go to the big fair, and most of all to go to the Icecapades, which we used to go to every once in a while. And it's just about that time of the year, it seems like, and I sure do miss getting to go to the fair and to the Icecapades. Sounds like Pat Boone had a real good show for everyone there in Lubbock, and always did like Pat, and seemed like he had a way with teenagers also. Too bad about your new dress not turning out the way you hoped it would, but I guess that's the way things go. Sounds like Shay's turned out to be a real cute kid. About her secret. I better not mention any more about the secret. Well, my old Instamatic camera I had is just about shot. And so I went down to the PX the other day. I ended up messing around in the PX a little too long. And I had a little money with me. So I started looking at cameras. We got a few cameras in down there, which we do every once in a while, And I was looking at a camera and ended up spending $51, I believe, is what I paid for my camera. It's a Yashica Line X14, and it sells for $115 back in the States. It's a Japanese-made camera. It's a real good camera. It has electric eye, and it's one of the kind that you have to set. I think I've got it all figured out, so I'll try to take some pictures and get them back to you. Normally a roll of film costs about $375, which includes the developing, and it's there's 35 slides on each long run. It's cheaper that way than it is the Instamatic. And I figured I'd try one of these cameras. Should last a long time. And my old Instamatic just kind of petered out. She'd taken too many shots, I guess. I didn't expect it to last through my trip over to Europe and all those pictures I took over there. Took some real good pictures over there, and as you know, the flash hadn't been working on it since I got back from Europe, so now maybe I can get me a flash for this camera whenever I go to Hong Kong, and I'll have me a real good setup. I'm real anxious to get started taking some pictures with it and see how they turn out. Well, sounds like you've been back over to Portales again. I was hoping for something there that I never did hear you say. Maybe it's just as good that I didn't, because I wouldn't be there to enjoy it after all. But I was, what I was thinking that you might say was that you brought little Jimmy home with you. I'd just like to adopt one of them kids myself, but I guess time will come whenever I can. Maybe you can get some of those kids and keep them for a while. I know y'all enjoy them. They do turn out to be a lot of work, but they're a lot more enjoyable than they are hard work. I always enjoyed little Jimmy and Jeffrey too, and I'm sure they enjoyed it a lot more.